Youth justice advocates are calling for the Northern Territory's Royal Commission to recommend raising the minimum age of criminal responsibility in Australia from 10 to at least 12. The UN Committee on the Rights of the Child has criticised Australia's policy, and today that issue is on the agenda at a social policy conference in Sydney, as Stephanie Zillman reports.
When it comes to the age of criminal responsibility, there's agreement among state and territory children's commissioners, the legal profession, and from the UN that 10 years of age is too young. But in every jurisdiction in the country, 10 years old is old enough to be locked up. University of New South Wales Professor of Criminology, Chris Kinnean, is addressing a social policy conference in Sydney today and says while the research tells one story, he doesn't believe the political will exists to see the age of criminal responsibility raised from 10 to at least 12.
Look, I think that the political climate at the moment makes it difficult, both at state, territory and federal level. But it's something that certainly needs to happen, and so it needs to be continually talked about and put on the political radar. Just because there's no political appetite for it at the moment in most places doesn't mean it's not a necessary change, and it's something that certainly should be discussed.
Professor Kinnean believes that while the Royal Commission into Deaths in Custody 30 years ago gave rise to a climate of legislative reform, over time Australian jurisdictions have regressed into a more punitive approach to managing criminality.
Yeah, in the early 90s, after the Royal Commission to Aboriginal Deaths in Custody, there was much more political appetite for change, but that's progressively evaporated over the last 25 years, and most state and territory governments pride themselves as being tougher on law and order, and it's very hard to get any sensible or progressive reforms up, I think, at the moment.
As the wait continues for the Northern Territory's Royal Commission to table its report, there's hope locally that raising the minimum age of criminal responsibility will be at the top of its list of recommendations. NT Children's Commissioner Colleen Gwynne says the research is clear.
If we look at Dylan Voller, and I think the people are very familiar with the plight of that young man. He was 11 years of age when he was first incarcerated. So as young children are incarcerated, the chances of them presenting again and becoming incarcerated for the second, third, fourth time raises significantly each time that they go through the criminal justice system.
Along with her state counterparts, Colleen Gwynne says there's hope that the Royal Commission will recommend raising the minimum age.
Look, I'm hopeful that that will be a recommendation made by the Commission and will be accepted by the Northern Territory Government. I think that's absolutely a step in the right direction.
And that's the Northern Territory's Children's Commissioner, Colleen Gwynne, ending that report by Stephanie Zillman.